Good morning or good afternoon, depending where you're listening in the world. This is Carrie O'Connor, and this is the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor. This is a talk show where I share with you the wisdom and insights that I received through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that's literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show. You can ask any question that you want, but I do encourage you to be specific and stick with one question. I'm going to give you the phone number. It's 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And we'll open up those phone lines right after our first call. I do want to talk about some up-and-coming events. We have a series of classes that are starting off tomorrow on the 28th of September from 7 to 8:30 is the year 2012, the end of a cycle class. That's, again, 7 to 8 Eastern Standard Time. And this is where we're going to talk about the different calendars ending, the mixed messages, and how to get out of fear, what you do now matters, how Mother Earth is the ultimate self-regulator, and much, much more. And so, again, that's tomorrow. Everyone that signs up gets a free MP3. If you're not available at that time, you still can listen to the class and learn. It's a great time to filter out a lot of messages. There's a lot of messages out there right now, a lot of mixed messages, and so time to take out the fear and step into what's going on out there. So we're going on to the development intuitive circle, and this is a teleclass, and it's for, I say beginners, but I say that in quotes because it's for everybody. And this is where we're starting on Wednesday, September 28th, from 7:30 to 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And this is going to be for 4 weeks in a row, if you choose. And so it's October 6th, the 13th, and the 20th. And so every single Wednesday from 7:30 to 9, we're going to cover different subjects. And we're going to take, like, developing and giving you a really good foundation. The first week, we're going to discuss it, the protection, how important it is to have protection, get in a habit of opening up space for yourself and challenging the information that comes in, because you really want to get good energetic habits is what it is. Then the second week, we're going to get into meeting your spiritual guides, animal totems, and nature guides that are around you, getting connected with the angels. The third week, we're going to get into building up more confidence for you to get messages and what different clairs that you have. There's clairvoyance, clairaudience, see what your unique clair is and how to read from the third chakra. And then we go on to developing the clairs, and meaning your clairvoyance, your clairaudience, and giving you, again, the confidence, being able to get messages through numbers, animals. The world of synchronistic events are guiding you, so how to create your own symbolic language, because the spirit speaks in symbolic language. We all have our own unique language, and so understanding yours is key. So that's the development class that's starting on Wednesday. Then Thursday, we're doing the next level, and this is where you don't have to have taken the first class to take the second class, but I do encourage that you had some level of feeling comfortable reading and sharing, as far as this is where it's in person or on telephone, and this is where we're going to dive deeper to taking the next step of intuition and higher perception, and this is where we're going to exercise that muscle. And each week, we're going to decipher your messages and give you guidance to help you understand the way you receive information and giving you a chance to step away from blocking and doubting yourself. It allows you to be confident in your own messages and will really help you release deeply old patterns that create static or blocks when you're trying to turn into the intuitive channel. So that is going to be for 4 weeks, starting September 30th, from, again, 7:30 to 9 o'clock. This is, again, by telephone or in person. Then we have another class coming up on October 23rd, Saturday. It's from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., and this is the key to multidimensional living, meeting your shadow. I talk about the wounded child all the time, and I've been just also emphasizing how much we are energetic beings, and this is where the class merges it all together. Because if you're experiencing blocks, if you're still tapped into patterns, if you're having lack of anything, this is a class you want to join in, because we're going to really get into what is the wounded child, what is shadow traits, how to identify our own and others, how to tap into getting out of our old programs and our old messages that we have that literally block us from having flow. We are a piece of God's source creator, all having that divine inherited right to experience ourselves as that piece of creator, and all that means support, love, opportunities, flow, health. And so if you're not having any of those experiences, or if you feel blocked, this is going to give you a really good solid foundation. Also, we're doing different techniques, soul retrieval techniques, to really help recover aspects of yourself that could be literally blocking you, and also giving you a real nice solid foundation on what it means to be a multidimensional being living in a multidimensional universe. There's, again, a lot of information about that out there about multidimensional selves, higher selves, how many higher selves, all of these kind of things. And I've said over and over again, we're at the tip of the iceberg of understanding what it means, because it could be overwhelming information. I like to keep things simple, just like all the masters above us, that Jesus to Kuan Yin to Buddha, were saying simple messages, so it doesn't have to be complicated, and you get a solid foundation of seeing yourself as the angel having the human experience instead of feeling like the human that's sometimes disconnected from everything. So that's the multidimensional class, and we're continuing with the gatherings, and that's till the end of the year. So every first Friday of the month, we gather together, and the next one is Friday, October 8th, from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. We gather together either in person or by phone, and this is where I give you the energetic forecast of the month, meaning that I read people's personal energy fields, your own micro energy field is what I call it. Then I also read the macro. I read what's going on as far as with the Earth, and then I read the universal, the cosmic codes and messages. And so in these gatherings, I'll read all different levels and how it affects you, the changes and shifts that are going on and going on for that whole month that are going to be affecting you personally, and what the shifts are going to look like on the outside, and again, what's happening in the cosmos and the universal energy. So every month, of course, it changes. Every day it changes. And so it gives you tips and tools and how to weather these shifts that we're going through. And these shifts are happening faster and faster, and people are feeling them. So it's like giving you energetic skis as we're going through the emotional waves, and being able to not feel like you're going on the getting driven around by a boat and with no tools at all. So those are called the gathering. And again, the next one is the first Friday in October, and that's October 8th. And before we go to our break and go open up those phone lines, I really wanted to just give the tip of the week as far as being able to really get into paying attention this week to your emotions/feelings. What I've been really noticing as we are stepping into this next phase 8 of our evolutionary process, our next age, or yuga is what they call it, we're really getting out of patterns of living our life in our emotional bodies. And when I look at energy fields, the emotional body and the feeling body is not just flipping a word around. It literally looks different. Feelings have symmetry. Imagine infinity eights that even have color, a tone, a beautiful music. And think of emotions are energy in motion. They're staticky. They have asymmetrical patterns. Or I could see everything with tubes and balls. The tubes could be all knotted up, and there could be hooks and chains all around it. And so what does that mean? We're learning, really, what I see a lot of us is learning what love is, what feelings are, what real feelings are, when we've been so programmed to be running on emotions. And it's really that primordial fight or flight kind of energy. So we're being invited to really step out of that energy and motion and tap into feelings. And that feeling part is such, again, it looks so totally different energetically. And I know that a lot of people are starting to feel heart flutters, feel their heart opening, and feeling like a warmth in their heart that they've never felt their whole life. And so this is where a glimpse of what we're being invited to, understanding what all the masters talked about all the unconditional love, love without any condition, and how important it is to look within ourselves and to love ourselves that way, to feel ourselves being supported. When we do that, when we feel supported, we could stand in what I call that posture of mastery, where our feet are two feet apart, meaning that we're grounded into the earth and receiving and work in harmony with Mother Earth, Gaia, the living spirit. Our shoulders are back, meaning open up our heart chakra and really open it up with letting go and allowing ourselves to really connect to the universal grids of love. And our neck is tilted slightly back in the posture of just saying, I'm surrendering my ego, my will, and incorporating as I will, meaning our higher essence merging with God's source creator. And that posture really allows us to be like a garden hose, where we become, we're in a finite body and a chalice or a temple, but we're infinite beings. And so the more we tap into that, the more we can, even with our breath, finite, infinite. So we have access to the infinite amount of information that's around us, support around us, energy that's around us, and we don't get caught in the finite part of it. We don't get caught in the duality, in the traumas and the dramas that are going on. The more we energetically open up our tubes, our meridians within our energy field, clear out our stories, clear out our traumas, that we could tap into and bring in more of that universal energy, grounding it, become the grounding cord, again, like the garden hose or the chalice, that we run this, the energy through us, our essence through us. We contain it in our the chalice part of us, our body temple, but we also allow the energy to go through us, meaning we don't tighten it, we don't hold back, and it allows us to stretch wider, and the wider we stretch, the more our frequency raises up, the more we can see things differently. And that's when Jesus started saying last year around this time over and over again to me, be in this world and not of it, be in this world and not of it. He repeated that repeatedly for months and months, saying that simple term. And now after this past year, I really understand at a deep level why he was repeating that over and over again. It's a level thing. It's like when we understand to be in this world, meaning that we are here to be fully present. It's not about being up and out of our body, to live our, with our head in the sand in denial and or be living in our spiritual bodies. It's about being fully present in our physical bodies, in our finite bodies, but not of it, meaning separating ourselves from the dramas and the traumas and that dual life, the duality, and being able to merge and step out of that duality in all aspects of our life, where it literally looks like the energy field is in this world, but again, not of it. It literally, your energy field becomes a form of protection. It starts spinning where you can't, you don't get pulled in as much as the duality energies that really pulls us apart. And it also allows us to expand. Again, expanding wider, opening up our heart. And I see symbolically that the heart is stretching, the whole heart chakra, to become like what I call the walking heart chakra. And so that's really aligning to that unconditional love signature or that divine part of us. We're going to our first break and we'll be back with open phone lines. You're listening to The Kara Connor Show.
The average American spends $16 a day on food, and statistically, 2 out of 3 are considered overweight. With the Take Shape for Life program, you can not only shed those extra pounds on your way to living life at optimal health, you might be surprised to actually save money doing it. Talk to a Take Shape for Life certified health coach who's lost the extra pounds and listen to the passion in their voice and to the story of their journey. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Invest in your life. Indigo Fusion Spa and Gallery. Offering regular meditation classes, spiritually conscious art, holistic healing services, and classes in spiritual development and holistic wellness. This unique spa is located in Seattle's University District. For more information, visit us online at www.indigofusionsg.com. That's indigofusionsg.com.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web drdarvish.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey, one who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staub is just that person, an experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staub can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit PositivePathHome.com. PositivePathHome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Kara O'Connor Show, and I'm Kara O'Connor with you to the top of the hour, and we have open phone lines, and that number is 1-800-930-2819, and Benny, speaking of phone lines, why don't we go to them?
All right, we'll start things off. We'll stay local for just a quick couple of minutes, and we're going to take Spencer from Bellevue, Washington. Spencer's looking for a little bit of action in the love life. When and where? Let's see if we can help Spencer out. Spencer, what's up? What can we do for you?
Well, hello. I would like some assistance attracting a partner.
Okay, Spencer. Has it been like 3 years since you've been in a partnership? I'm seeing the number three all over your energy field.
Very good, yes. That's correct.
And whenever I see the threes, like you in a shower of threes, Spencer, that's my symbol or my message, especially when I see Archangel Gabriel coming in. She's the increases our communication, meaning starting with the right side and the left side of our body, and it also goes down to the signal that you're putting out. Because especially in the last year and a half, Spencer, what she's doing is kind of like taking a year and a half away from the 3 years, meaning that for a year and a half you were under reconstruction period, and even the last 1.5 years, it's been really building a house and then starting to add all the details in. So what does that mean in partnership? That it was good that you've been taking this little break, even though you might not think it's good, because when we're under reconstruction, it allows us to go into a different kind of relationship is what it is. And what you're looking for more is what I call the divine complement relationship versus the you complete me. And we have collectively been asked or encouraged to step out of the you complete me, meaning that with the you complete me relationships are saying to ourselves and to the universe that we're not whole. It's like when we say, where's our other half, or living outside our self-relationship completely. We're in this real period of waking up and saying, wait a minute, I am complete, I'm whole, and then it literally attracts and brings in people that are on that same frequency. So you definitely heard that call. It's like a universal call that hit a lot of our subconscious patterns. And so what does that mean for you now? Over the next 3 days, three weeks, and then definitely by the time of March 2011, and that doesn't mean it's going to take that long, but I'll see you in a relationship by March, and again, I keep on saying it could be as fast as 3 days, 3 weeks. It feels like it's more 3 weeks or into the, not even 3 months, but there's, pay attention to seeing a lot of threes, because that's your sign from your guides, your angels and Gabrielle, that they're in and around and hearing you, and also the heart to mature as far as partnership.
And I just apologize here. Carrie's having some difficulties there on her end. We'll finish up here in just a second. We're going to take a quick break. We'll see if we can get Carrie back on the line and smooth out those telephones. So if you're listening to the Kara O'Connor Show, we'll actually be right back.
Folks, a little Mercury in retrograde a little bit early or late. And Spencer, so what I was getting to as far as the threes, I'm not sure if you heard me, but I definitely see you in partnership by March 2011. And I see it's like it's not a new relationship, but you've been in it for a while. So I'm getting into the next 3 weeks to the next 3 months. And this is a real period of you being able to, I'm seeing your hands going into your heart. And that means to me, fine-tuning the heart details. And so a lot of times when we start feeling and start getting into partnership, we literally start feeling energetically the person coming in. Paradoxically, that's the time where we have to kind of hold the creative tension. So it's like not making sure we're not like a garden hose that bends forward. When we bend forward, it creates static, and that static can block out messages, and it makes us go back to old patterns. So take this time over the next, again, 3 days, 3 weeks, romance yourself. Really understand that the messages has gone out. You've been doing a lot of heart work over the last 3 years, and that is fine-tuning and bringing in that divine complement relationship. So celebrate life. Bring in, again, I keep on hearing romance. romancing yourself. And so be the partner to yourself right now over the next couple of weeks that you want to see. And then I see things happen very fast. It's like a bam meeting. It's like a very synchronistic. Things happen very fast. It looks like there's somebody that comes a blast from your past, but it's not a past relationship. But the person could seem very familiar to you. And what it is a very strong past life karmic connection. And it just feels like when I see a shoe-in relationship, it's just like a, imagine your foot going into a slipper, and that's my symbol of things being very comfortable very fast. And again, there's like a soul recognition there. So love is in the air for you. I don't even want to say hang in there. This is all about celebration. And really pat yourself in the back because you've done a lot of the work to open up to step into that kind of partnership that you're looking for. All righty?
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
All right, Spencer, thanks very much for calling in, and good luck to you. And that leaves another line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. We're going to head a little east. We'll go to New York, and we've got Mary calling in. She had a question about what's up for her fall forecast. Anything exciting? She says she lives a pretty boring life. I can hardly believe that since she lives in New York, and me coming from Seattle, there's got to be a million things to do out there. But hey, you know what? I'm not from there, so... What can we do for you?
It's upstate New York, so it's kind of boring.
No, it can't be true.
So, Mary, what's your energy forecast for the fall?
Yeah, October, November, anything cool coming up?
Yeah, you know what? I'm seeing you playing this. It looks like a dice game, or you know when you put those things in a little container and you kind of, it's a dice, right? And it's the first image I saw with you, and it looked like really hard, like I couldn't see the dice's number. So what does that mean? That means play with yourself as far as get out and play. If you're bored, go out and see what's around you, because I'm seeing you tight in a corner. So sometimes we go through these periods of kind of being inverted or really gathering our place. I call it in our dressing room kind of period. So it's like a period that's really actually really important. It's like really allows us to clean house, really physically, mentally, emotionally, and then there's a push to go out and mingle. So obviously you're feeling that, and so, but I'm also seeing you might need a little jump start. So when you feel, let's say, Mary, you go and you see some event is around and you kind of feel like, oh, maybe I want to go, and you're like, I don't know if I have anybody to go with. So go by yourself, because this period is a reconnection with soul groups, soul people, and sometimes we have to push ourselves. When I was going through a period with myself, I had to have a conversation with myself, because I'd be going to a lot of places by myself, and like, I'm a very large family and I'm not used to doing that stuff. And so years back I kind of had to push myself, but it forever changed my life by doing that. And I'm sharing that with you because I'm seeing my face over your face with an equal sign. So that's the message, is not about me, it's all about you. So think of, over the next couple of weeks, really go to your passions, what you love to do. Go out on the internet, see what's around you. Take a drive if you have to. When your ego comes up and says don't do it, or you're by yourself or whatever, don't listen to that. Go out. Because that dice goes back to where you see a grandfather, a paternal great-grandfather actually coming in and kind of doing analogies that life is a roll of the dice, but you got to play to really feel that excitement. So it's really where you could kind of corner their energy, or have been in a cornering period, especially the last 4 months, in April in particular. This even going back to April of 2009, there's a period of you of doing reconstruction similar to Spencer's, but this is where you're getting ready to, like when I'm seeing you rolling the dice, being, having fun, bringing creativity in, and really doing, stretching yourself as far as going outside of the box, of the uncomfortable zone, where it actually is just, we want to get out of that because we could get into our box kind of corner. So it's a real time to spread your wings. So again, start out, see what your passions are, is what I keep on saying, and then you'll have a calendar that's very busy and very exciting, and just really start, really, we don't have to go anywhere to have exciting life. Some days I'm in my house for days, and I just I really can get into enjoying life, looking out the window and seeing all the connectedness and interconnectedness. It's like life is a movie all around us. It's like a full of abundance and messages. And so when we start looking at life like that, then it starts reflecting in our outside world too. So I'm encouraging you to really do that, to really embrace that there's stuff right in your face right now. And it's not with Benny going down to New York and New York City. I'm talking about things that are right in your environment, looking at things abundantly. And I keep on hearing roll of the dice, and there's just this thing of Kenny Rogers songs and all that. And with the message on the father side is that you're really breaking a generational pattern that has to do with holding back and waiting for life to happen instead of going out there and having life happen with you. So it's a total different posture. And you're the generational pattern breaker. You've already done it in the past. And so it's another time of doing that. All righty?
Yes, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, yep, bye-bye.
Bye-bye, hon.
Thanks very much, Mary. And that leaves another line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. We're about a minute out from the break. Carrie, you have about some information about you or a workshop, perhaps, and then
we'll come right back? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we have a lot of the things coming up as far as the classes, and I'm really excited about them. And this is the time, just like what I was just saying to Mary, to really do something for ourselves. And a lot of times when we get into fall, we start having this sense of getting into winter, getting into Christmas, and it's kind of like doing our kind of pull in caveman kind of energy or the bear energy. And this is where we really want to, or being encouraged by our guides, our spirits, to really take a cleaning house for yourself. We just had the equinox, and so when we finish an equinox, it's a great time to change the season for yourself. Clean out your self, physically, mentally, and emotionally, meaning clean out your rooms, clean out your physical house, your physical dwellings, clean out your diet, do a great time to do a detox, and also fill yourself back after you detox with soul food. And that soul food is divine, and it helps us stay in that posture with what I call the mastery posture. So, and that also supports us when we have those bad energetic hair days or energetic hair weeks. And so it all goes back to, there's many tools out there. Take what resonates with you, throw what doesn't out, but the key is to do something. I keep on hearing my guides say, just do it, meaning stepping up to the play energetically, as far as we are energetic beings, and not addressing that part of ourselves is like not taking a shower or brushing your teeth for days, weeks, and months. And a lot of times it's just a matter of getting into that habit, getting into that practice. So we're going to pick up the phones after this break. You're listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Cigarette, ask me for a light. The night got deathly quiet. His face lost all expression. Said, if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up.
For pet parents who value quality natural nutrition, Wellness Natural Food for Dogs and Cats offers an ideal nutritional balance of carefully chosen, authentic ingredients in every recipe they make. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose, never any empty calories. You can trust the quality of all the ingredients in wellness, from their source to your pet's bowl. To learn more about the difference wellness pet foods can make and to locate a pet specialty retailer near you, go to wellnesspetfood.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Get ready to feel more alive. Alive with a Deal brings you the truth behind things you experience every day, ways you can heal yourself, and choices that make you feel truly alive. A Deal is a true Renaissance man, a world-renowned yoga master, naturopathic doctor for 10 years, an attorney, and has degrees in physics, math, hypnotherapy, massage, operatic singing, plus he's an expert in green home building. Alive with a Deal discusses health for your body, from heartache to heartburn, your mind, from judgment to joy, your home, from cooking to color, and your spirit, so you can bring forth your talents hidden deep within. A Deal bravely discusses things most people wouldn't touch, delivered with compassion, integrity, and wit. Alive with A Deal is about your own healing so that you feel more alive. Tune in each Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio and Alternative Talk. Feel more alive. Alive with A Deal.
Reclaiming Your Fearless Nature with Annette Bingham is about giving you the encouragement and tools to explore who you truly are and then to fearlessly move towards reclaiming it. This program will empower you to become proactive in your own journey to power. On the show, we will be exploring any tool that will help you take back control of your wellness. Topics might include all types of energy work, vibrational healing techniques, connecting with nature, body work, and much more. Tune in each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time to reclaim your fearless nature with Annette Bingham. That's Tuesday at 5 p.m. right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Carol Connor Show, and I'm Carol Connor, and I'm with you to the top of the hour with open phone lines. That number, 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, why don't we go to this phone line?
We'll do. Let's go to Shoreline, Washington. We have Michelle calling in. She's looking into a job possibility that's coming up, or maybe on the platter, so to speak. Let's see if we can help her out. Michelle, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. What's up?
Hi, Carrie. Thanks for taking my call. Thanks, Benny. I've been wanting to do working with people, consulting on their wardrobes, and then I recently just got a job off. Well, not a job offer. I'm going to go to a second interview, and I do need something part-time while I build up the other. And so I've been really worrying about this job offer because it looks like there's going to be more lifting and things. I'm recovering from a back injury, and I got so anxious last week, I aggravated my back, and I'm on my way to a second interview, and I keep thinking, I should take this, but I don't know. It doesn't feel right, but then I don't want to talk myself out of something that might move me forward. But I do still have a back issue, even though I know I'm causing it with my anxiety, but Black is there, so I've got to work with it. I can't.
Right.
Anyway,
well, Michelle, the biggest thing that I'm seeing, as soon as you even said anything, as far as job, whatever, I tuned into your energy signature. You showed me this band around your waist that it's below your umbilicus. It looks like, you know, those fanny packs that people usually have in the back. It's right in the front of you. And it looks like almost like a pregnancy is what I usually see it, but it's definitely the pack. And that pack is, when I look into it, hundreds of little balls that look like they are emotional cysts that are on the most, that are there. They're hanging. It's like it's making your posture go forward, and that would absolutely get your whole back aligned, right? The good news is that it's like consolidating in that fanny pack. So just say that symbolically. So when you get to the root cause, you could like imagine unbuckling from that and letting that go. It's just like really being able to say, I can let this go. And part of the bottom line goes into self-worth issues because your whole second chakra just like started crying with me. So it's really deep-seated self-worth. Am I worthy? And being able to stand upright in the world, and am I supported? So any kind of not only affirmations but intentions, put your attention, go put it, your energy right down into your back and say, what can I do to support you? Is there a color? Is there a feeling? Is there an emotion? And then be able to direct it and realize that you can kind of put the energy, not kind of, shoot the energy into the ground. The earth has a special relationship with us, especially to clear off blocks, because again, with the way when somebody pulls something in the front of the energy field for me, it's like you're doing work to clear it. You've already recognized that there's emotional components to it, but I'm also seeing there's physical components that you don't ignore. We are in finite temple bodies, and we do wear and tear because I'm watching a disc kind of bulging and kind of going in and out. And it doesn't mean you're going to blow a disc, but when I see that posture, it's like you want to be mindful and not push yourself with it. And part of the first feeling I get when I go to that fanny pack thing is also grief from the past, and it's like, why do I have to? And I'm looking at your feet, and they're 90 degrees pointing left and right, and so it's kind of the child, the 1.5 to 3-year-old, thinking, why am I being pulled in half? Why do I have to do the why can't I step into my new job and my passion and be able to do what I love and love what I do and be able to get paid for it? And so part of this is like mourning that has to even do with past life things, of a grief of feeling pulled apart, and that goes back down to the back. And then again, it has the whole thing of feeling supported by the universe. So feel also behind you, Mary, like I call the divine male, the divine female energy that gives birth right behind you, the divine child. So that would be your, like your angel self. Feel the support behind you. It's not just an exercise. When I do this, I feel the heartbeat of those essences, and it literally helps support, especially people with back issues. If we're getting into that pausing, breathing, feeling that support behind you, it allows you to stand up energetically straight, which absolutely helps your physical posture. And as far as the job, I see it as a stepping stone, but it's a short one. So it's like weighing out, do I take it? And when I look at somebody's energy field, it's like a seesaw and going, taking in subconscious patterns in particular. If you look at this as a stepping stone job to get you to where you want to go, and also it's an opportunity to meet and greet, and every time that you're out, you could meet and greet other people and have conversations that help you get to your other job. It's an energetic connection. So, and really don't push yourself as far as the lifting, and just draw a line, because that's also nurturing yourself and supporting yourself. And so, if that has to be that you draw a line really fast or early into the job, it's more important that you support yourself, that you back yourself up, that kind of energy. If your energy was showing me, it's like you're already 1 foot in the door as far as this job. If you had 1 foot out and you're waiting on the outside of the door and hesitant to go in, I'd be saying something totally different, like don't take the job, or investigate not taking the job, or feel it out. But the way your energy body is saying is that you're already stepping into it, because right now that would support more of your energy to be able to get to your goal. So just think of this as a stepping stone kind of job. Sometimes we have to do things to get to us to the next place, you know. So I see it as temporary. So just really tell your body that. I'm telling your essence and your body that more than the personality, Mary, and really work with doing a lot of infinity eights around your the second chakra, and visualize that whole energy just like a fanny pack going right down to the earth. Okay.
Okay.
All righty. Go
Thank
create
you.
A very wonderful day. Happy creating. It's all about creative energy, giving birth to it.
Thank you.
You're welcome, hon. Have a great day.
Thanks, Michelle, for calling in, and happy creating. I like that.
Yeah.
You know,
just whipped out of my mouth.
Usually, like, for me, I kind of brought me back to the old school of elementary days, you know, when you're, like, you know, creating those little, like, you know.
Yeah.
Well, during the winter times, you know, you had your little cotton ball, you know, snowman.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
so
right.
That's that creative art form that I think people are looking for. I mean, I guess, an adult, since it's hard to go back to a simplistic value.
Yeah,
but
that's
I know it totally helps out. So, I don't know, food
Absolutely.
For thought there. All right, so let's move on to downtown Seattle. We have Tom calling in. He's dealing with a little bit of past baggage and some things in his, you know, past that he wants to kind of clear out, or maybe get some understanding or some clarity around. Let's see if we can help him out. Tom, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. What's up?
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here. let's see now. I was adopted into a family. I was put up for adoption, and I watched my mother die when I was 4. She had a heart attack and died, and then my adopted father went insane over it and became a raging alcoholic, and all kinds of horrible trauma ensued, but he died. And I'm 42, and this stuff is just a cloud that hangs around.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm a pretty well-adjusted guy, but, I mean, this is just something that, I mean, I blame all of my shortcomings on these things that happened to me, and I really feel like I can't evolve, I can't get the job that I want. There are things that I simply am unable to do because of this cloud that I just want it gone. If I could wipe that chalkboard clean,
Well, Tom, I'd first of all encourage you to see that chalkboard clean, or even go to the Tom and see that part of you, that your 4-year-old that lost the mom, and see that aspect in front of you, and bring him, like, into your heart. Have him, let him talk, let him scream, let him cry, and then just get to the place where you feel like a calmness, and just open your heart, create space for him. It's opening space, creating space, not infringing, just letting that aspect of you talk, because that aspect is like an energy block, obviously. You know, know that. And I'm also seeing the whole thing with your father. There's hundreds of aspects of you on the left side that has to do with cords that go to your dad. I also see the bottom line. The theme goes into when I see a big shoe over somebody's head, it's a waiting for the shoe to drop kind of energy. And the bottom line, the root cause is fear of being annihilated. I could get wiped out. I could get annihilated physically, mentally, emotionally. And that's a strong, that will make us go in fight or flight and more than anything. It's like our we feel like we're going to die. Then it even goes hand in hand with afraid of death, physical death, emotional death, death, right? And so think of that. This is a time now, Tom, where, because I see nines all over you. So it's not only about the nines of September, it's nines of ending of a cycle that goes way, way back, even to when you were 9 months old, even in utero, when you came in here, of having this very tight, karmic energy that's very traumatic, right? But I'm also seeing this energy of, it's interesting that you're 42, because at 38 years old, I'm watching this energy expand where it's like opportunities to unzip and clear out the cellular post-traumatic stress that's frozen in the energy field and be able to breathe free, because it's like you're at the doorway and wanting to step out to different job, different career, say I'm worth it, and like not being afraid of being annihilated. And so if we have subconscious patterns that we're going to be annihilated, we're going to stay stuck in that doorway because we'd rather be in comfortable pain than go out and risk having new pain. So being able to change the program and plug it, and realizing that you can voice it and you can identify it, so you're already more than halfway there. So taking time to get that four-year-old child and understand, like feel him, connect to him, and bring him home in your heart. And when you do that, visualize all these cords, call in Archangel Michael, and those cords that are behind him, your four-year-old, that go to mom and dad and all the trauma, they're cut. And so you're cutting the ties to allow the healing, and it works. And you could all of a sudden start feeling yourself being reborn. Then feel the energy behind you of support by the divine mother, father aspects, or your divine male and your divine female. And just like I said to the earlier client, feel that support behind you. It's just not like a visualization. It's like really tuning in to the support. We are all so supported. We cannot be alone. We can never be abandoned or orphaned, even though our mental, emotional body wants to tell us that we are separated. That is not the truth. We are all connected and interconnected. So it's your little replacing programs. So the nines are about, this is the month of completion to end that story. It's like a photo album. And you're getting invited to and start putting pictures, meaning new programs, into a brand new photo album that looks like a wedding album. Whenever I see that white wedding puffy album, that's my symbol of unification, feeling whole, feeling wholly supported. So whenever you feel or sense your head going back to the his story or his her story, stamp your foot. When I was releasing major trauma from my birth, it's like our years, I'd stamp my foot. Whenever the energy was going to the story, I was calling it back physically, mentally, emotionally, and I would pull my hand back like it was a hot wire place that I didn't want my energy to go there, back down into that tube, right back into that narrow pathway, because I know where it's going to end. It's going to end with me with frustration. Do those techniques, and they're going to really help you. I also give out free energy exercises if you have not done that, and this is for anybody. Ask for them. Email union1111@yahoo.com, and especially work to the narrow points in your head. Whole certain points that really help you get through this time. I just heard my music, so I gotta go. Thanks for calling. I'll be right back after this short message.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Welcome back to the Kara Connor Show, and I'm Kara Connor. Taking your calls to the top of the hour, you could call 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
Sounds good. Let's bring on Mary. She's calling in from Seattle. She's needing a little help with a particular housing situation. Let's see if we can help her out. Mary, what's up?
Hi, Carrie. Good morning.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
I'm just a little bit perplexed. Signed the line on the home that we sold, and we don't know where we're going, and was curious if you could maybe help us.
Okay. Are you trying to decide between two people? This is what I'm seeing you doing, Mary, energetically. I always do the seesaw thing, or like the scales of justice, just to have you get an image. And I see your right hand up, and it looks like almost like a 60-degree versus 40-degree with the left hand. And so do you already have two places that you guys are thinking about?
Yeah, there were two places we were thinking about, the northwest or the southwest.
All right. Well, when I say 60-40, think of 50 as like it's like 0 point. So that means like there's not a better. Let me just say that, okay? When
okay,
I see numbers that go between 60 and 40 and all of that, I'm not seeing like 80-20. And the bottom line is go with what feels light for you is right for you. I'm not seeing one that is absolutely 100% better, much more flexibility, energetic flow, whatever. Go and have you and your husband feel it out. Literally, go and feel what the places feel like. You'll absolutely know and feel it. And especially get out of any kind of head of this, it's going to be, I'm going to do the wrong one, because it's not even about the house. It has to do with patterns of on both of you guys' side, on the dad's side, of having like right or wrong, black and white, that kind of deal. So you guys are the family generation pattern breakers, bridgers. And it's not only family generational patterns. We all have that conscious, unconscious patterns of having like law and order and direct and it's that kind of energy. So this
and
is
we
it.
Are the pattern breakers.
What's that?
That. Thank you for seeing us.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So this is where, that's why I keep on seeing the independence flag. It has nothing to do with patriotic. It has to do with freedom, independence, feeling the freedom of being able to dive in and feel what feels light for you and right for your husband. And then it's light, it's right for you. What feels light for you is right for you. And that sounds so airy-fairy, but about really feeling it. And when we do that, Mary, we energetically back ourselves up and also give us the flexibility to change our mind. And I don't mean in housing situations, but or sometimes in housing positions, but I'm saying I'm not reading you, but it's just like when we're able to really energetically back ourselves up, go with what feels light for us, have the flexibility of being able to give us the freedom of change in our mind, we start living life totally different. So the flag that I'm seeing over your head has to do with feeling of independence, settling down new roots with a lot of expansion. There's a real sense of freedom. I keep on hearing over your heart, both you and your husband. I see on your right side, his left side, so it really clears out patterns and issues of the heart, and that's you're expanding really wide sideways, and that's always good. So think of it's like the tree. The more deeper the roots, the more we can get up higher. So it's a real growth period, expansion period. And then I see when you get into the place, you could be deciding between two places when you are deciding. So it's like things are coming into twos for you, like Noah's Ark. Think numerological. Twos are all about manifesting in the 3D world, and it goes back to the feeling of what you're manifesting, new beginnings with a sense of mastery and a sense of breaking generational patterns and really getting to the heart of matters, and it's all really good. It's really good. I'm also seeing grandmother, maternal, pointing to the past as far as thinking of whenever I see that Virginia Slim commercial, you've come a long way, baby. It's like the family generations have come a long way, and that you're taking them up to just a whole nother level. So it's, again, new beginnings, all of that kind of deal.
So
is there air balloons
going
to
visit? Eh?
What's
sorry?
That?
Physically go and visit. Physically.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Just take and make it a field trip. Have it a fun trip where you get excited about it. Hang out there for a couple days. Go and feel it out, because you could let your fingers do the walking through the internet and do that kind of stuff. So get a lot of the bulk of the work over that way. But it's important for you to go and feel it out. And again, make it not like beat the clock, stress. Just like I see you guys like packing like a picnic lunch or just like an overnight or weekend getaway. Way where you could just go and not have pressure and just feel the things out, walking around, feel the whole area. And it will be very obvious what feels light and expansive, and it has a sense of, again, freedom. And I just saw helium balloons over on the side. I don't know if it's going to be literal where you'll see some balloons around, or it felt like more literal than symbolic. But sometimes it's symbolic. Don't get hung up and say, oh, my God, Carol, I didn't see the balloons. I can't get a place. Believe me, I've had calls like that. So this is, again, a period of just diving in, Mary, because it's all about new beginnings in a sense of when I see that mastery part or going for the gold, it's all really good. My symbols of goodness, of really ending one chapter, beginning another, and feeling like you're directing the energy instead of where most of us have, where the wounded child's directing energy. And that's part of all of our journeys here, to get that child out of the car so we could feel like we're directing the energy. It's our life force. So it's good. And going back to the grandmother, she's going back to looking at things like manifesting things in quickly in the past, or just looking at the history, especially if your husband feels iffy. It's like reminding him of past experiences of success and how things have come faster. Sometimes we need an eye adjustment or a reminder, and it's just a heads up is what she's saying. So go have fun. Go check out the places. And, again, you guys seem like you'd be pretty much on the same page as far as I'm not seeing one wanting to go one place and one going to the other and, like, digging their heels down in and saying, no, I absolutely have to be there. I'm not seeing that. I'm seeing that the 60-40 is, like, where you guys are able to meet go at the meeting place, listen to each other, and hear each other out, support each other, but also seeing you guys aligning with the same place. It could even be liking different things about it, but that's okay because the other person is giving you a different view of the place, so that's always good.
Right.
Wonderful.
Oh, gosh. Well, the work is paying off. Thank you. Thank you so much, Mary.
You're welcome. Good for you. Continue to have the fun.
All right. Thanks very much, Mary, for calling in. And, Carrie, we only have a couple minutes left in the show. I did have one other caller waiting for you. It's up to you if you want to take Ivy or not. We might have a little bit better chance next week, but it's your call.
Why don't we do a real quick Ivy call?
Okay. All right, let's do
it. As long as she knows it's going
to
be.
Yeah, she's listening to it right now. So, Ivy, let's bring her on. Actually, she's calling in from Bothell. She's just feeling a little empty lately. She is trying to lose some weight on the side. She's just looking for that little extra motivation, which a lot of us might need, too. So, Ivy, did I get that right?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Okay, first thing I'm seeing with you is on the whole right side going to 2 to 4 feet on the energy field. There's like a cloudy yellow energy, and it feels kind of like a slippery energy, Ivy, so that would be where you could be feeling kind of like vague, and I would really encourage you to really get into alkaline things, alkaline detox. There's a lot of foods that are out there. They're acid, and you want to go really toward alkaline, especially it's like a jump start because that whole yellowy kind of energy, it's like a, imagine like kind of smoky stuff that goes, again, 6 feet on that right side, so what is, you're clearing out a lot of your foundational energy, especially the third chakra, and it has to do with past. Going to the past, even deep subconscious patterns, even past life things. When we're having one of those major changes, it's really readjusting right in the third chakra. So sometimes we feel like we got the wind knocked out of us, or sometimes people feel like they got punched in the stomach. So being able to, again, make sure you drink a lot of water. And I got instantly, as far as alkaline look, making sure that you're not having anything acidic, because that really helps with the weight, and that's going to shoot you right off. All right, I heard my cue. May you align with the divine.